for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
We are delighted, Ken Adams, that you have done such a magnificent job of introducing Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And as always, we appreciate your efforts and your significant contribution to the ministry and what goes on here at Evangel Home. Jo Janelle West is the house manager here at the Crisis Shelter at Evangel Home, just part of one of several different buildings up and down the street here on North Yosemite. But Jo Janelle, you are you kind of oversee people like Maria who come in. They need a place to stay, and if they've got young children, then they bring those along too. How long have you been doing this with Evangel Home?
I have been working for Evangel Home for 11 years as house manager.
And before that, you were?
I was a resident at the Garden Program.
Yeah. Yes. You had kind of a rough background in terms of choices and all. You wound up here by God's grace. He transformed you, and now you are building back into the lives of other women who maybe come from similar backgrounds.
Absolutely. Yes, I had a colorful background, and God has restored me, and I just love giving back to the women that come through Evangel Home.
Well, and a significant role you play. Jerry Brenneman is still away, and so you're subbing today as we record.
Big shoes to fill.
We can't. Neither of us can fill Jerry's shoes.
Right.
Absolutely not. We wish she was back, and hopefully she will be soon. Introduce our guest. You mentioned just briefly that Maria had been here before.
Correct. Maria was here 10 years ago. She came through the crisis home. She was broken. She didn't know Jesus Christ, didn't have a relationship with him. She actually accepted the Lord in her heart 10 years ago at Evangel Home. Well, 10 years has passed, and she found herself needing us again and knew where to call home.
Well, let's back up 11 years. Okay, Maria. What was your world? What was going on that Evangel Home became part of your present reality at that point?
All my life I've been helping people, and I found myself not being able to help myself all of a sudden. It seemed like everything that I did in life just turned off. Mm-hmm. My mind wasn't there, my thinking wasn't there, and I came to Evangel Home. And when I came here, I started feeling the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And we have chapel every night, and one of the persons that were speaking that night just opened up my heart. I just felt that I needed to talk to that person. Mm-hmm. And I went up to that person and says, you know what, I wanna have Jesus in my life, and I want him as my Savior. Mm-hmm. And it just opened so many doors for me. I mean, my tranquility, my happiness, my steps in life. And it was so outstanding for me because I haven't stopped since. Mm. Every time I feel that I'm going the wrong way, I say, wait a minute.
Now, did you go into a program when you were here before, or just the crisis shelter?
I was just crisis shelter, and okay. I was able to get back on my feet, start a job, and I went from there. And I haven't stopped.
Now, I suspect that substance abuse wasn't probably not part of your background. Is that correct?
Correct. It was mostly abuse, mm-hmm. physical abuse from my spouses. Mm-hmm. And I think that we carry it on, even though we don't think we do, we carry it on. And when I forgave everybody, mm-hmm. it kind of mm-hmm. made me happy.
That opens mm-hmm. doors
yes.
in your head, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Where forgiveness is such a crucial part of our lives. Yes. If we don't forgive others, how can we expect them to forgive us?
Right.
And how much has Jesus forgiven of us, and yet we won't want to forgive somebody else? I don't think so. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Let me just make an observation. My listening friend, Maria, is here, and she looks to be a very put-together woman, very attractive, in a bright yellow top and dangly earrings, and her hair's all put together, and just the appearance of someone whose life is in order. And yet, apparently, it's not. So what was going on that you needed to come back to Evangel Home?
I left state 10 years ago and came back in December, and I found myself not being able to get a job or get unemployment, and I needed somewhere to stay. And this is where I came back to. And I've been, right now I got into a program and I got a scholarship where I'm getting my education to be a bus driver.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. How interesting. Good for you. And is that through the city or the state program?
I am going to Workforce Connection.
Okay.
But their scholarships are through a different program.
Okay.
So I passed all my tests. I am so happy about that. And right now where I'm going through my testing on the bus itself.
Okay. Well, God's blessed you. There are a lot of people looking for work out there, and you found a job.
Yes.
God provided you with a job. Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been back this time now?
I've been here since December.
Okay, so you've been here a few months.
Not at Evangel Home, here in the state.
How long have you been back here in the crisis?
About 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, about 6 weeks.
Okay. Do you see any differences here at the home from 10 years ago?
Actually, I see... I don't know. I really don't. I see the love and the encouragement, and the people are always here to help each other, and the girls to help others. And I feel that I was brought back here to speak to others because of my age and what I've been through. And I like to speak to anyone that would like to listen.
So the same passion for reaching into women's lives who are in crisis, you see that carrying over. Yeah, things have changed a little bit, though. There's another house or two down the street, and one that way since you were here.
New kitchen.
Yeah, the new kitchen. That's amazing. It's like, where's the pads at?
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about that. But, wow, that new kitchen that our giving listeners have provided here, magnificent generosity. It changes life at the Evangel Home. It really does, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I really think this is more like the Hilton Inn, you know, and with God inside of it.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for him, I don't think any of this would have been possible. Yeah. It really isn't, because he's the one that provides everything for each and every one of us.
Yeah, that's a fascinating observation. You know, I'm thinking through what's changed from 10 years ago, and I think physical buildings. You know, we added the one house, or two houses actually, the counseling center and what's now the garden. And but that kitchen, that changes everything day to day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, listeners, thank you so much for responding to God's call on your life to provide those generous donations. I just want to mention in passing, too, because we're not going to talk about it right now. We're going to come back to it down the week. But every year, Evangel Home has an annual event. That would be why it's every year. It's called The Amazing Race, and it's kind of based loosely on what you see on TV of The Amazing Race. There are goals and objectives and obstacles to be overcome. And so we're going to be glad to report on that, because it's a highlight of everything. But as this airs, you might give some prayerful thought to what's going on there, that women would see Jesus through all of this process and learn some lessons of life in cooperation and teamwork and building up one another and equipping and sharing those things that have to happen in order to be successful. Maria, one of the things I like to ask our guests, whose lives have been transformed largely through the ministry that God is doing through Evangel Home, if there is somebody out there who's maybe their life is in disarray, maybe they're experiencing abuse, maybe they're looking for a place because they're stumbling around without a place to stay. What do you tell that woman?
I would tell them to call and see if they can get into the Evangel Home, because it is a Christian-based facility, and that itself is very, very important. Mm-hmm. We have to stabilize our life in order to continue our lives in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And by having Jesus in our heart, that is being healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus is the answer, and we hear this so often, Joe Janelle, don't we? The transformation is complete. The old things are gone, new things have come. It happens the moment that transition takes place from non-believer into member of the forever household of faith with our great King. Let me ask you about your relationships within the house now. Now, 10 years ago, there were some women here, of course, different group of women. How is your interaction with the women here different with this experience behind you than it was when you were first here?
My age.
Well, you've mentioned that twice, so now I got to ask. So our listeners are going to be really curious. I don't like to ask this of women, but how old are you?
I am 60.
Okay. So we're seeing 60-year-old women through here pretty regularly, so it's not completely unusual. But do you find yourself having more, I guess I'm going for more input into people's lives rather than receiving as much from where you were here before?
Yes, I was. I had a church base where I went. And what I learned was that we always learn from our elders. And I feel like I'm an elder and guiding women that's been through things in life. I'm a good listener, and I try to not talk too much because I'm a good talker too. But whenever they want to listen, and I always feel when I need to speak to a certain person, and I'll go up to them and, can I speak to you?
Yeah.
And they will listen. They will always thank me. And I said, well, I just felt like I needed to speak out and let you know about this. And they said, okay.
That's cool that you're now not so much a recipient as you are a donor into people's lives. Joe Janelle, we've got less than a minute left. And let me just ask you, thank you, Maria, first. Any particular needs right now this week at Evangel Home that our listeners need to know about?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We need meat.
Okay.
We are very low on chicken, hamburger meat, things of that sort, and toiletries. We can always use toiletries.
Okay. And paper products?
Paper products is what I meant, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So as always, paper products, that just is an ongoing need because we need a lot more here than you need at your house.
Right.
And without it, that presents an interesting dilemma. So there you have it. We need meat. We need food for the freezer, especially poultry and beef and pork and the meat needs, and paper products as always. Everything you need at home, we need here in huge numbers.
Exactly.
So prayerfully consider how you might help with that. We're out of time. Maria, so nice to meet you.
And
Joe Janelle, I know you're outside your comfort zone, but you did a great job.
Thank you.
It's always nice to hang out with you, sister. My listening friend, thank you for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Well, you heard Jim mention the Amazing Race. You can get more details on that event as well as some photographs of the Amazing Race at the Evangel Home website at evangelhome.org. Also, check out the Evangel Home's Facebook page. Just search for Evangel Home, Inc. And, of course, you can reach the ministry by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Bless you. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.